make a very short statement in a second. Just, I think you have a handout, but I just want you to know that with me here are people representing some of the Vanguard organizations helping us with InShape: Cummins Dow Agra, GM Chrysler, Mays Chemical, Monarch Beverage, Red Gold, then Ball State and Purdue, and our own state employees. Marsh is here somewhere also, I believe, and you'll be in the Speedway. At least those groups are present, and you're going to hear from two of them on behalf of the rest, but let me just set the stage quickly. We've been working for 3 years to try to improve the health status and encourage better health habits by Hoosiers through a program we call InShape. And we've always said that we knew we were trying to do something very daunting and difficult here to make a material difference in the health status of a place with 6 million people in it. And while I can do all I can to exhort folks and encourage them individually, we knew that to make a fundamental lasting difference, we would have to work not just retail but wholesale. And that means get large organizations working with their own people. And so these employers, both private and public, who have stepped forward represent collectively over 120,000 employees. And they will now all be launching major InShape programs of their own, and I hope reaching out to their own customers and business partners too. And so it's a big corner we're trying to turn in trying to help Hoosiers in every way possible to live the longest and highest quality lives they can, and by doing so, to help bring down healthcare costs for us all, become not only a healthier but a more prosperous state. On behalf of the many employers who have enlisted to help us with InShape, I'm going to ask first Rob Hillman of Anthem, then Bob Mader of Kroger, to say a couple words.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning. We're very excited to be here today, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Indiana, because our mission at Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Indiana is to improve the lives of the people we serve and the health of our communities. And InShape Indiana gives us an opportunity to really fulfill that mission. So when we were approached several months ago by InShape Indiana to promote an effort and to help organize an effort with InShape Indiana and local Indiana business leaders to promote wellness in the community, it wasn't only that we accepted without hesitation because it was an opportunity for us to fulfill our mission, but also we had already known and were aware of the great success that InShape Indiana had already had in laying a foundation in improving thousands of Hoosiers' lives, leading them to a more healthy lifestyle. Behind me, as the governor mentioned, are individuals who have come together and who represent organizations that represent over 120,000 employees who have come together in partnership to promote worksite wellness in their companies. Many of them already have wellness programs in place. Others of those will build on the programming of InShape Indiana. But our goal is to share information and best practices with each other to try to increase participation in worksite wellness and wellness. And it is our sincere hope that over time, the good word of our work that we're doing together in partnership will spread and other businesses will seek us out to participate in the partnership as well. Our initial kickoff meeting of the wellness champions that each one of these organizations has designated will be January 14th at Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And this will be the first in a series of meetings between the partnership at Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, where we will be featuring keynote speakers, wellness experts, and really engaging in lively discussion in regards to how we can increase participation in wellness. As president of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Indiana, and on behalf of the entire WellPoint organization, we are pleased and eager, and we feel privileged to be a part of a program that is an effort to improve the health and the lives of Hoosiers. Let me thank the governor and the governor's office, Dr. Judy Monroe, the Indiana Department of Health, Wes Wong, our associate medical director, and Spencer Miles for helping us really to ramp up this effort and get this initiative organized and moving forward. We really believe, as the governor does, that if we improve the health of the state, we will get better health outcomes, we'll lower health costs, we will continue to position Indiana's economy for future growth, but more importantly, as the governor said, we will enhance the quality of life for those who call Indiana their home and for those who elect to do business here. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Bob Mader, President of Central Division of Kroger, who is one of our new wellness partners, to say a few words. Bob?
Thank you.
Well, good morning, and at Kroger, we think this is an exceptional opportunity for Kroger associates and our Kroger customers. We are pleased to make an investment in this health initiative. For 125 years, Kroger has been focused on fitness. Actually, Kroger was the first food store to introduce cholesterol-reducing milk, the first retailer to take organics mainstream of hundreds of items in our stores, and next month we'll be the first national retailer to take only RSBT milk to our customers. In local communities across Indiana, we provide resources and volunteer talent to support dozens of health-related initiatives and events. We do this to help the health across the country and to help our associates and their families. Joining the InShape Indiana program is a natural extension of this for Kroger. The details and the timeline have not been finalized, but Kroger's InShape program will include the following: health, nutrition, and safety information kiosk in almost 100 stores in Indiana, supported by Kroger InShape and the American Cancer Society. And these will be prominently displayed in those stores so that it will be available to millions of our customers annually. Distribution of health and fitness information to all associates in Indiana, as well as to our customers who sign up for InShape. Customers will also have availability to the InShape website that includes content provided at no cost by Kroger's registered dietitian, Kim Galliez. They'll have a link to the Kroger website, to the InShape website. There'll be promotional videos shared with our associates through Kroger's internal television network. We'll have a special fitness loyalty coupon discounts and promotions in collaboration with Kroger's vendor partners for our customers. Quarterly InShape fitness days for all Kroger associates and periodic in-store fitness workshops. Support also for our school, Daniel Webster 46, in terms of equipment and fitness buddies for our adopted school. And in closing, we at Kroger are committed to helping improve the quality of life for our customers and our associates and their families for generations to come. Thank you.
Questions for either of our presenters or any of our other partners? I'll just say that we're encouraged by progress to date by the tens of thousands of Hoosiers who have lost weight, stop smoking, by the latest youth survey, which seems to show encouraging progress in lower smoking rates, more activity, and better eating habits. The first several dozen small businesses have signed up for our new wellness tax credit, through which they will be offering programs like you just heard described to their employees. But it's a long, this will be a long, long road. We always knew it. But the longest single step we could take is the step we take today, and that is to enlist these large organizations, and we're very grateful to each and every one of you. Anything else?
And there, speaking of health,
yeah.
There's a mistake on the state's Healthy Indiana Plan materials, and if there's no one in front of the toll-free number, and some man in Noblesville doing delegation calls,
yeah.
The state won't fix it.
The commercial is being fixed at my direction. He's also going to be reimbursed for any cost he may have incurred It was unfortunate, and obviously nothing anybody intended or expected, but the commercial's been replaced. I know this because they came in here and had me tape a new line with a one in it.
Governor, how do you feel as the session gets ready to start about where things are with the property tax credit?
I'm very encouraged by the early head start that Speaker Bauer and Senator Long have made possible, and I'm very optimistic. And we have the opportunity to pass the biggest tax cut in Indiana history, and we have, I think, the duty to do that. And I'm very pleased by the individual meetings I've been having with legislators so far, and I would think there's great momentum for positive change, and we'll have good debates, and I'm sure some changes in the plan that I've offered up. But on the day I offered it up, I would not probably have dared to hope we'd be in this kind of shape come January.
Governor, what do you see as the biggest pitfall facing a successful effort?
I think there will be a strong effort to resist the kind of spending restraint and the kind of system for preserving spending restraint at the local level. Unlike any other realm of life, business, family, or state government, local spending has been completely without overall accountability, and that will be a big change for any unit to recognize that its budget might have to be moderated so that total tax bills stay under control. So I think there'll be big arguments about each of the four pillars of the plan: immediate relief, caps for long-term protection of taxpayers, reform of assessment. But I think that fourth corner, the meaningful control of the spending at the local and school level, which creates property taxes, I think that may be the toughest to resolve.
Senator Dell sent you a letter this week asking you to reconsider the complete elimination of property taxes, and there was a protest out yesterday calling out Senator Long for they think he's going to kill the constitutional amendment. What is your message to those who aren't seem to be taking no for the answer to a repeal?
That their heart's in the right place, that if it were possible to do it, I'd be out there with them. But there are three fundamental, fatal flaws with what's being suggested. One, it provides no help for anybody for 4 years, and that's unacceptable. My plan starts with immediate major tax reduction now. We cannot have 4 years of Hoosiers losing their houses while we wait for a plan to provide the first dollar of relief. Two, it relies on increase not only in the sales, but in major increase in the income tax, which I think is a bad mistake. The income tax is paid by every Hoosier working family and many of the majority of our small businesses. At a time when the economy nationally may be softening, it'd be a terrible mistake, I think, to raise income taxes, and I just respectfully disagree with that. Three, the elimination plans, and I've looked at them very carefully, rely on, I'm sad to say, impossible and unrealistic assumptions, such as unending, unbroken growth in the economy. That doesn't happen in the real world. Economy goes up and down from time to time. So my message would be, this is well-intentioned, and I support the spirit of it. But the best way to, if you really want to eliminate property taxes, the best way is to take this huge step forward that we have suggested and bring that day closer to the point where it may be realistic.
Has there been any progress on the selection of a special election date? And what's your reaction to the request that it be on a Saturday or improved time?
Yeah. I hope we'll see agreement between the parties and make an announcement very soon. My single goal here is to be scrupulously neutral and fair, and that's why I hope that the parties can come together on something they agree is fair to both. And I'm open, very open to the idea of doing it on Saturday. If that's their suggestion, I'll be glad to go along with it.
I know property taxes is on the mind of everyone. Are there any other issues you'd like to see resolved in the session?
There are a couple of the Kern and Shepherd Commission recommendations that I think ought to get some attention, as the commission suggested. Specifically to start the lengthy process that would be required for amendment of the Constitution. So resolutions, for instance, could be passed on one or two of those proposals, wouldn't bind the state to anything, would have to be passed, as you know, a second time, and then the people would finally vote. But the commission pointed out that they would recommend starting that process, which is a 3 or 4 year process end to end. There are other items that I'm going to ask the legislature to look at, but it'll be the shortest list I've sent in 4 years by far, because the property tax opportunity, the way I see it, opportunity for a huge tax cut, the biggest ever, ought to get most of our attention. If you want an example, there's some things we want to do to further improve our collection of child support. We have substantially improved the collection for single moms and dads, but there's some changes and tools which would help us do better, and we must do better.
Governor, you mentioned that you have met individually with some legislators. Who were you meeting with? Why did you choose those folks?
Well, some chose us. I meet with any legislator anytime, basically, that they want to, and some wanted to come talk about it, and then I've tried to catch others who happened to be here. I'm going to talk to as many as I can, as often as I can, try to answer any questions they have, and get them as excited about the opportunity for an historic tax cut as I can.
Have you met with Democrats?
Yes.
Any Iowa postmortems or man finishing guys in the back?
I try to ignore it all, you know. I agree with those who think this system I agree with those who believe that this system for choosing presidents is flawed in many ways, starting with the disproportionate influence that a couple of non-representative states have. I'm cheered by the fact that the Iowa caucus hasn't picked an eventual president since Jimmy Carter. So they collect a lot of money out there and get a lot of attention, but they don't always dictate the outcome to the rest of us. And one day I would like to see Hoosiers have a little say in who's nominated.
How so?
I've got a couple ideas. Later. That it? Thank you all very much.